So today, in today's session, we will focus on bringing essence into all those areas of our creation, and we will ask them to open to receive this essence. So in actual design, when we speak of essence, we're referring to that purified energy that supports our actual needs, within our systems and throughout and all about. Now, often when we do our sessions, and rightfully so, we're proud of that accomplishment to be able to get that into our busy lives. But when we do our sessions, where it's not uncommon for us to neglect, that is to skip claiming the essence from doing these sessions. So we do our sessions and leave this the fruit of our labors behind. And as I made a note to myself when I was doing preparing for this session, it's kind of likened to tilling the soil, planting our crops, and taking care of our fields through the vagaries of weather and dealing with pests. And then when everything's ready, we decide to do something else and just leave it all behind. We just fail to reap the harvest. So we're going to work, as I said, to not do that. And why do we even do that? That is, why do we leave all of this behind? And I pose that we have this oversight because we often do not recognize or experience the existence of essence that we create when we do our sessions. And so our creation has to become sensitized to essence. And as we session and we do our sessions more and more, and the power and actions of light fire within our sessions will facilitate this change, this required sensitivity within our creations. And of course, with that increased sensitivity, recognition follows. Recognition comes. And with recognition, we've been able to ask our systems to open up and absorb the essence and experience the change, the transformation, if you will, in our structures and functions that comes with that, with the assimilation that we do in our sessions. Now, in other sessions that I've led, I have pointed out that we often look at our physical existence that is as a kind of a hindrance. Gets in the way of our knowing that we, each one of us, are unique beings of light, and that our physical body is not a hindrance to our spiritual growth or a roadblock or impediment. But we have these feelings sometimes, and thus we deny the beauty of our physical creation and its rolling and moving us along step by step along the path of the light path. So in today's session, we will begin by doing a gathering and enlightening awareness, which we do before all of our sessions to amplify our experience of the light, fire, and energy, and of course, to increase our ability to focus that energy. We'll use the consuming light fire of our white star, setting about letting go as much as possible of obstructions that block our perception and our ability to not only stand in the light, but prevent us from knowing and letting in the essence and all its transformative power. So after gathering and lightning, we'll use the white star to move through our creation, giving us the opportunity to awaken and to sensitize our creature body to the light and to essence by directing a ground pour, ground pour, downpour. Yeah, it's probably a ground pour too. Throughout our physical bodies and our systems, as we've done in all of these all school recessions. And in doing so, we'll reduce and process these obstructions, reduce them and refine them to their energy essence, which we'll use throughout our session. So let's begin by doing a gathering and lightening of awareness. Make sure you're comfortable in your environment. And if you like, although not necessary, let your eyes gently close. But if you leave them open, just have that general, maybe, of looking but not focusing. Maybe looking at a point on the wall and on the floor. And begin to observe your breath and your breathing. And through this observation of your breath and your breathing, the goal is not to control your breathing, just to experience it. And in experiencing your breath, the inhalation, exhalation, expansion, the chest cavity as the lungs inflate, and the relaxation of the chest cavity as the lungs deflate on the exhale, begins to initiate that journey inward. Good. Now harmonize your brain mind with the divine mind of your lighted beingness. And experience the radiant awareness, the being of light that you are moving in and throughout your brain mind, gathering and enlightening knowing awareness. Experience the lift that this brings. Now think and let the radiance flow into your nervous system throughout and all about all the neural pathways of your creation, gathering and enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. Experience the radiant awareness of your higher self moving into your open and receiving heart, blood, circulatory system, liver, glands. And in fact, throughout all the liquid aspects of your creation, gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. Good. Now, with enlightened knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness, experience the two-way flow of love and gratitude that, as a being of light, you have for your beloved creation. and ask your creation to return this flow of love and gratitude to the being of light that you are. Magnify the two-way flow. As beings of light experience our union together here now for this today's session, as well as with the immortal aspect of our founder, Russell Schofield. And all of our actual design family of light. And as I mentioned at the top, this special connection with the immortal of Lynn and Joel. And of course, include the beings of light that are your family, friends, in welcoming any beings of light that choose to join us in today's session. And with enlightened awareness, focus your attention 6 inches above the top of your head, which we refer to as the upper room. And here you can see, perceive, and experience your white star. It may start out as just a point of light. And then expand to 3 inches in diameter. And then you may or may not perceive it, but rest assured, we all have one and it is there. Good. Now think of your white star rising above the top of your head and begin to expand to the size of 3.5 feet. In the center of this, your spherical star is 3 feet above the top of your head. Now think and let the crystalline liquid like white light fire of your expanded white star begin to downpour throughout your body from head to toe. And then throughout your open feet and into the planet. Experience and how it moves through and all about your creation. As well as throughout your spherical energy field. Good. And let's, with more focused attention, observe as the downpour touches your hair and scalp, your skull, your brain, moving in and throughout your brain, touching all the areas of their brain that control the senses. Sight, sound, smell, touch, taste. As the light fire moves through your brain, this place of understanding, of knowing, experiencing it being sensitized to the light. And we ask the brain to release any obstructions, hindrances to the light. That is to release what it's willing to release. And this, they move into the light fire, consumed and reduced to its energy essence. And we ask with love and light for the brain to soften, to open, to receive the energy essence, to assimilate, if you will, the energy essence created by the action of the light fire. And observe as the downpour moves throughout your skeletal system, to the skull, the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, sacrum, coccyx. Bones of the arms, like collarbones, shoulder blades, all the way out to the tips of the fingers. See all the bones in between. The pelvis, your femur, kneecaps. Tibia, fibula, ankles, all the bones, the tarsals. Toes, the whole skeletal system from the core of the, or the marrow of the bones with the cells. Blood cells are created. Feel the light fire moving in and throughout and all about sensitizing this support structure of your creation to the light and opening up to the light, reducing obstruction, releasing obstructions into the light fire of your downpour. And here again, the light fire of your white star processes, reduces, refines these obstructions to the energy essence and throughout your skeletal system, energy essence is assimilated, absorbed. Experience your skeletal system taking in the energy essence, being enlightened, uplifted. Good. and observe as the downpour moves into and throughout your lungs. Your heart. And these areas of emotion releases any low frequency into the light fire. And the light fire moves through the circulatory system, both the arterial and the venous systems. Processing, transforming through light fire in the obstructions here throughout your circulatory system. And it moves into your digestive system through the mouth, the esophagus, stomach, small intestines, large intestines, colon, anus. Experience this system of your body being sensitized to the light and through their own accord releasing obstructions into the downpour of the crystalline white light of your expanded white star. And here too, the obstructions are reduced to their energy essence, and these systems, the digestive system, the circulatory system, assimilates and absorbs the energy essence that they have become awakened to. Recognize, see it, and open to allow it to come in, to utilize the transformative power of energy essence. We move through the generative systems, searching all the aspects of the generative and release any obstructions to the generative, not only the procreation aspect of the generative, but that aspect of that of the systems that help us to create, to instigate the new. Experience the light fire moving in and throughout all the aspects of the generative system. Processing, converting low frequency obstructions and all the images that reside around the generative brought into the light fire and the essence being absorbed by the generative system. The downpour continues down to the pelvic bowl, going into the pelvis, magnetically bringing low frequency obstruction images into the light fire of the downpour. processing them, refining and reducing them to the energy essence. And this area of your creation, the pelvic bowl, opens and receives, assimilates the energy essence. And it moves in and throughout and all about this area of your body, going to any area that beckons it, opens up to it, and allows it to enter. Good. And the downpour continues as we observe it with enlightened awareness through our upper legs, muscles, connective tissue. Transversing all the joints. Experience the light fires that moves through these areas. And with enlightened awareness, as well as with love and gratitude, we ask of these areas of our body, the muscles, connective tissues, the ligaments and tendons that connect muscle to bone, bone to muscle, the fluids that lubricate the joints, all of that. We ask them to soften, open, and allow the energy essence to flow in. And as I said, we do this with love and light, not trying to force any parts of our creation to do anything, but giving them the opportunity to experience the light and the benefits of energy essence. And we continue on down to our ankles, feet, and our feet. Often an afterthought, but they hold us up, move us around throughout the day, get us from place to place, absorb all the forces of gravity when we're erect. Let's blaze up the fires here. Releasing any accumulated pain or aches that the feet and ankles have stored from their use, and release it into the light fire. And ask your supportive feet to open to the energy essence and the transformative power of essence into and throughout it, all about their parts. Now think of your feet as closed, as the light fire and the downpour of your crystalline white star begins to backfill throughout your body, going from your feet to your ankles, lower legs, knees, upper legs, pelvic bowl, torso, And out the top of your head, over the surface of your skin, and out into your energy field. Good. And just think of and let the energy essence move in and throughout your creation. There's this constant release and processing and assimilation continues at all levels throughout your physical creation. From the core of your bones out to the surface of your skin. Reclaim and harvest and assimilate the energy essence. Good. Now cease the downpour from your expanded white star. And we'll proceed now to clean up our energy field by bringing and directing through the power of thought your star out in front of your body. And on down below your feet, about 12 feet below your body. And here at the bottom of your field, the star centers on what we refer to as the central vertical axis. This axis that goes through from that top of your head through the bottom of your feet, through your creation, and is the center of your spherical energy field. Now, looking down on your star that's below your feet, and direct the star to begin spinning in a counter. Clockwise direction. This counterclockwise spin intensifies the elimination of low frequency energy debris that's in your field. And we use the spinning power of your star to clear out the bottom of the field where any of these loads of muddy energy, obstructions, low frequency has gathered. Think of increasing the consuming fire aspect of your star. The star is moving at a tremendous and fast speed. And it just does this through effortless effort. Now begin to bring the spinning star slowly up along the central vertical axis. Until it touches the bottom of your feet. And bring it into on up your ankles, legs until it reaches your pelvic bowl. And you're seated within it, within the spinning star. Experience low frequency instructions being drawn out through this counterclockwise spinning action. This accelerated elimination of low frequencies brought into the consuming fires. Now let the spinning white star continue its upward journey until the upper half of your body is within it. The elimination continues. Another opportunity to touch into those areas of need and make that request to release anything that does not serve it well into the light fires. Good. Now let the spinning star rise up above your body to about 3 feet above the top of your head and direct a spinning downpour throughout your creation. Once again, giving your creation an opportunity to release all that does not serve it well into the light fire, the consuming light fire from your star. Good. Now cease the downpour and the spinning. And once again, direct your star in front of your body, arcing down until it's once again 12 feet below the bottom of your feet. However, this time we would direct the star to spin clockwise, which, as you've probably already surmised, amplifies the assimilation of this purified, refined energy essence. And feel this part of your field recognizing, knowing, and receiving the energy essence in and throughout and all about your field. The clockwise spinning star begins to rise up the central vertical axis until it reaches the bottom of your feet. Experience this spinning as it touches the bottom of your feet and begin to rise until it reaches your pelvic bowl and you're sitting within it. And these areas of your body have been sensitized to the light, have answered the requests to open and receive, do so. We open and receive the energy essence, the transformative energy essence. To all the areas that are in need. Just think, let, and experience. So as you think, let, observe, and experience. We know by way of experience. We recognize by way of experience the transformative power of energy essence. Your clockwise spinning star continues its journey upward until the upper body is within it. And here too, the systems that we named before, the digestive, the generative, pulmonary, nervous systems, all of these systems and the components of it open and receive this amplified assimilation, the purified energy essence. Think and let and experience the joy of it, the lift of it. The lightest support of it. The energy essence moving in and throughout your creation. And we rise on up, your white star moving up the central vertical axis until it's 3 feet above the top of your head. And now we begin a clockwise downpour throughout your body. Experience the amplified and accelerated assimilation of energy essence. Good. Experience the lift, the lightness, the joy, the gratitude of your creation. And as this downpour, spinning downpour, moves in and throughout and all about. And with love and gratitude, we direct the star to cease the spinning as well as the downpour. We direct it to begin to contract and return to the upper room, which is 6 inches above the top of your head. And even though in reduced size, about a 3-inch in diameter star, we continue to Simulate the energy essence. And through today's session, just as a reminder to you do your sessions and you process and create energy essence. Recognize it. Soften and become receptive to it. And harvest it and use and experience this transformative power of energy essence.